so unworthy, I came back to him, empty and broken, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair, he started over again. And I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. All because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. He is the potter, and I am the clay. Molded in his likeness, he wants me to stay. When I stumble and I fall and my vessel breaks, he just picks up the pieces. He never throws the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. All because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. A vessel of honor I am today, all because Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you didn't throw the clay away. Yes,
amen. Thank the Lord, he forgives. We need it. I need it. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26, if you'll turn there in your Bibles. One more note on teen revival. We do have a meeting this evening right after the service tonight. If you're wondering about where you're working or what you can do, please come to this meeting and we'll get you plugged in teen revival. We'll do work replacement for that. Isaiah chapter 26. And when you find your place there, if you would please stand with me this morning. Isaiah 26. We'll begin reading in verse 1 and read down to verse 5. And let's read these five verses together, all in unison. We'll read it out loud. Beginning in verse 1, we'll pause at the commas, all the punctuation. We'll do that. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 1. Let's read this together. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful for the time we've had already singing your praises, giving in the offering, the Sunday school hour. I ask now that you'd help us to put all the distractions, everything else out of our mind, and help us to focus on your word and the message that you've given Pastor Becker. Please use him in a great way. Speak to us, Father. Meet with us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As we look at this passage this morning, we're going to focus on verse number 3. As you look at this verse here, the Bible says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Have you ever thought, I would just love to have some peace and quiet? Probably because you've been in the midst of chaos. to some extent. Maybe because we sent our grandkids over to your house. just you love some peace and quiet. The world is really looking for peace, but they don't know where to find it. They're trying to find peace. Peace is quietness. It's rest. It's contentment. And that's a peace that God gives that this world cannot find in any other place. They're looking for peace. We live in such a day of unrest, don't we? So much unrest. You turn on the news and you look around in this world and you drive through the city and there's just, people asking for peace, but there is no peace. Peace, it's quietness, it's rest, it's contentment in the Lord. And we know that peace really comes from God. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You know that you can have peace in the midst of chaos. You can have peace in the midst of turmoil. You can have peace in the middle of this world that has no peace. The word peace is used 400 times in the Bible. You can look for peace in the world, but it cannot offer you peace. It can try to give you some kind of an enjoyment, some kind of pleasure that lasts for a moment and then it passes away. The peace that only lasts long enough for a drink or a smoke or an entertainment or a fun time. And there's peace that it comes, but it goes as quick as it comes, and it's really just for a moment. That pleasure in sin that is just for a season, the Bible says. The world tries to offer, the world always has the counterfeit to what God has as the real thing. You know that? God has the real thing, and Satan always tries to offer the counterfeit. And Satan always tries to sell the counterfeit better than what God would say is the real thing. But you know that when God has the real thing, you ever been sold something counterfeit? You buy it and you go, wait, this is not what I wanted. You ordered socks, and in the mail comes like frying pans, and you're like, that's not what I ordered. It's the wrong thing. You never go to buy something, and then you have that wonderful thing that comes up in your bank account, these fraudulent charges. You're like, I was not in Mexico last week. I don't know where this came from. And you try to figure out and try to stop all the chaos. Peace that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The world tries to offer the counterfeit. They try to offer the good time that lasts just for a moment. But the Bible says that God has a peace that passes all understanding. It passes all understanding. How could you have peace in the midst of the storm? Because you have God with you. Amen? Because you have the Word of God as your guide to have peace. What the world gives is worry. Worry, right? You look around and you get worried and anxious about everything going on in life. The Bible says to be worried, to be careful about nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. You turn on the news, you're going to have a whole lot of worry and anxiety. You know, where's the world going? Well, look at the Bible and see what God says about where the world is going. We don't need to live in worry. What does the world give? The world gives anger and bitterness, doesn't it? You know, something happened to you and just hold on to that anger and that bitterness for the rest of your life and just get even with everyone that you can. That's what the world offers, isn't it? They try to offer you, just hold on to that. You know, you deserve to feel that way because of what everyone's done to you. And yes, those wrongs that have been done, but what good is it going to do to you to hold on to anger and bitterness and resentment in your life? How about forgiveness? That brings peace, right? Forgiveness. You know, aren't you thankful that you've been forgiven? Amen. You know, forgiveness, it sets you free. That's what gives you peace in your life. The world's going to give you jealousy, right? Covetousness. You know, you're like, I was happy until I saw what was on that commercial and I realized what I really needed to make me happy. Have you ever really received an item and it really brought true peace and contentment in your life? No, that passes away and there's always something else new to take its place. There's no peace there. The world wants to keep you wanting more. the devil gives you a little bit and makes you to want more and get the next step and the next step. There's no peace there. But with God, you have contentment. You have contentment. The Bible says, Paul said, I'm commanded whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I've determined to be content in my life with what God has given to me. The world will give you disappointment. Won't it? The world will give you disappointment. You ever set your expectations up here? You're like, man, this day is going to have to go perfect. You know what? You're setting yourself up for failure, right? Everything has got to go perfect today. Guess what? It's not. Let me help you out with that. The world's going to leave you disappointed, right? You ever go to buy a hamburger and you see the sign on the store there, and man, you see that looks incredible, and you get it and you go, that is not what I ordered. I remember one of our teenagers, he goes, man, the burger that you get is not what they show on the sign. And I was like, really? He just figured that out. The world's going to leave you disappointed. It's not going to live up to the expectations, but God will always exceed and give you over and above anything you can ask or think. That's what God can do through prayer and through trusting in Him. Thou wilt keep him, God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You know, God can help you to live a life of having peace and contentment. How do you find peace in this world? First of all, peace is found in knowing that you're saved. Peace is found in knowing that no matter what happens in this life, I know that heaven is on the other side. In Sunday school, I've been teaching through the book of Philippians, and the Bible says in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For to me to live is Christ. My purpose in life is to live for Christ, and to die is gain. See, in this world, you live every day, and you live it the best that you can, and live it up and have all the fun you can, because in the world's mind, all that you have is today. In the world's mind, all that you have is all the fun you can have in this life. But as a Christian, you know this, that I'm living my life for eternity. Amen? To know that when I take my last breath here, if you're saved and know that you're going to heaven, your next breath you take in heaven. Right? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord for those that are saved. You know, one thing we know about life is that there's a beginning and there's an end. Right? You have that birthday and the end of your life, which we do not know when that day will come. But there's an appointed day when that day will come. Do you realize this? That you can have all the best diets in this world. You can eat all the green food that you want. And I don't understand. I think all the diet people need to get together, because you have some that you eat only vegetables, and then you have some diets you eat all meat. I'm going to be honest. If I have to choose one, I'm going all meat. I'm not doing all vegetable. I'm going all meat, all right? You can have the best diet in the world, and one day will be your last day in this life. You can have the best exercise plan in the world, and one day your life will end. You can have the best genetics, the best everything, and one day your life will end. But how can you have peace? Some people, you know, just make the best of this life. Well, how about this? What about your eternity? Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Do you know that if something happened and you died today, do you know that you would be in heaven or in hell, or do you even know? See, if you're not sure, there's no peace there. You close your eyes at night and you don't know, will I wake up in heaven or hell or not even know? See, there's peace in knowing for sure that you're saved and that you're going to heaven. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may, what is it? Know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. How do you know that you have eternal life? Because you know it through the Word of God, that Jesus died for you, that He loves you, that He's gone to prepare a place for you in heaven, and that if you trust in Him alone, that we'll meet Him there again someday. To know that you have eternal life. Would you say today that you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven based on the Word of God? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, Nothing good that you can do, but it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The gift of God is salvation, and it only comes through Jesus Christ. The next verse, 1 John 5:14, says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. Not confidence in myself, not confidence in my religion or my church, but confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Do you have the peace of knowing for sure that if you were to die today, that you would go to heaven? See, you only have peace if you know that heaven is on the other side of this life. You ever ask someone, do you know for sure if you died today that you go to heaven? And they go, you know, I've never really thought about it before. I don't truly believe that there's someone that has never thought about what happens after life. Because we are created to believe that there is something on the other side, because God has put that in our hearts, and that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know that God died for you, that God loves you, that God wants you to be in heaven with Him someday, but you have to be willing to receive what the Bible says is the gift of eternal life. And when you get saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside of your heart, and no matter what happens in this life, you know that heaven's on the other side. What a wonderful thought that is. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, there's no peace there. There's no peace in thinking, I might be saved, I might not, it might be heaven, it might be hell. There is no peace there. There's only worry and disappointment and anxiety, not knowing where you'll spend your eternity. John chapter 14 says this, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then He says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, God offers a peace that this world cannot offer. God has a gift that this world cannot match, and it's the gift of eternal life. The peace of knowing that you're saved, on your way to heaven, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, living in your heart. God promises, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. The gift of eternal life. Do you have that peace of knowing for sure that if you were about to take your last breath, that you would wake up in heaven based on the Word of God? See, as we looked in our passage, it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Do you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven? The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Aren't you thankful that once you're saved, you're always saved? You can't lose it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to keep it, but that God gives you eternal life, and He'll never take it away. You know what? Some days I don't feel saved. Some days I feel like, that'd be many days. Many days I feel like, I say, God, I shouldn't be saved. You shouldn't allow me into heaven. God, I failed you more times than I can count. But I'm thankful for that gift of salvation, that free gift, and the peace of knowing, well, I know I trusted Christ as my Savior. I ask for forgiveness of my sins, and I know that I'm saved based on the Word of God. And then you lay your head on your pillow at night, peace knowing that you're safe in the hands of God. Peace is knowing that you're saved. Number two, peace is found by keeping your eyes on the Lord. Peace is found by keeping your eyes on the Lord. I use the illustration many times, but you think of Peter walking on the water to Jesus, and the winds and the waves were boisterous, and Peter stepped out by faith, but then he got his eyes on the storms. Think about it. Waves and winds crashing all around you, and he got his eyes looking around him. You ever get your eyes off the Lord, and you get looking around you, and you think, look at the storm that is surrounding us. But then you look back, and as Jesus reaches his hand out and pulls you up out of that storm, and God gives you peace in the midst of the storm. I think of the passage where Jesus was in the boat. He was in the ship with the disciples, and a great storm and wind came, and it beat the ship so that it was now full. Now again, a ship full of water is not a good thing. That means you're about to sink. And Jesus, the Bible says, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awaken him. Again, an example, if God can sleep anywhere, man can, you one of those people, you could sleep anywhere. You put a pillow down, maybe even not a pillow, and you're asleep no matter what's going on around you. And the Bible says, he was asleep on a pillow, and they awakened him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? You get looking around at the wind and the storms and the water and the boat, but then how many times do we forget? God's in the boat with me. Right? If God's in the boat with you, he's not going to let it sink. And if he does, he's going to help you get through it either way. So we might as well just keep our eyes on the Lord. We might as well just keep our eyes on Jesus. See, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Again, a promise, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so knowing this, that no matter where you are, that God's in the boat with you. That as a Christian, you're saved. The Holy Spirit goes with you everywhere that you go. And he calmed the storm and he said, Peace, be still. And they were fearful, thinking, How is it that even the wind and the waves obey him? Peace is found by keeping your eyes on the Lord. I mean, you can get so discouraged looking around at the world and disappointed and worried and fearful and angry instead of having peace, knowing God's in control. Amen? Aren't you thankful that God is in control? You think, but look at our nation today. Yes, but God's in control. But look at the world today. Yes, but God's in control. But you don't know my situation, but God is in control. And again, going back to the verse, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You must keep your mind and your eyes on the Lord. Peace is found by keeping your eyes on the Lord. Peace is found and knowing that you're saved and going to heaven. And then peace is found by living a life that is right. By living a life that is right. You know what? You live in worry and fear when you're running from God. You think of Jonah. God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. And he said, I'm going the other direction. He went running away from God. And things did not go well for Jonah. Did it? They went into the ship and the winds and waves came. And he said, just throw me overboard. I'm the reason the storm came. Instead of getting right with God, he'd rather die in the midst of this sea and the storm. But God had a great fish come up and swallowed him alive. And Jonah sat there for 3 days and three nights in the middle of the belly of that whale. What do you do for 3 days and three nights in the belly of that whale? I don't know. But then finally, Jonah gets right with God. God, forgive me. I'll go and preach. I'll go to Nineveh and I'll preach your word. Guess what? It's not very fun running from God. Think of the prodigal son. Gets his inheritance and said, Father, I'm going to the far country. And he gets his money and he takes off to the far country to go and to have a good time, right? To go have a good time because the world has so much to offer until it leaves you with nothing. Wasted, no friends, no money, no contentment. He had all the world had to offer until he came to that pig pen. And would want to eat the husks that the swine did eat. And then he came to himself, the Bible says. And he said, How many of my father's servants have food enough and to spare? He said, When I was back home, I had food and clothes and shelter and the love of the Father. And he said, I'm going to arise and go to my father. And you know what? He got away from God. Yes, he did. But he decided, I'm going to go back to God as well. I'm going to go back to God. Why? Because living a wicked and selfish and sinful life will not give you any peace or contentment and happiness in your life. How many times is the devil going to try to tempt sin with a Christian to make us think that there's something out there that we're missing? To make us think that there's something out there that's better than the life that God has given to you. How can the life that God has given to you, how could there be anything better than that? living your life in the center of God's will. There's nothing better than going to church, reading your Bible, singing about God, going home to a wonderful family, and living a life that is right. Guess what? When you're living right, you don't have to look behind your back to see if you're going to get caught for the wrong you've done. When you're living right, you're not running from God and waiting for the next correction to come your way. But when you live right, there's peace and contentment that no matter what's going on around me, I'm right with God. I'm right with God. Can you truly lay your head on your pillow at night and say, there's nothing between my soul and the Savior? There's nothing between me and God. Not perfect. You confess and forsake your sin, get it right with God. But you say, God, is there anything wrong? Anything between me and you? Say, I want to live right. You know what? There's a peace. There's a peace in being able to lay your head on your pillow at night, knowing you're right with God, knowing that you're saved and going to heaven. If you don't wake up the next morning, that you'll wake up in heaven. There's a peace in knowing that you can trust God no matter what happens around you. Maybe you got that phone call. Maybe you got that text message. Maybe you're forecasting the future where it's going to go. And you think, I don't know how it's going to turn out. No, but God does. And there's peace in trusting God that He has it under control. And there's peace in living a life that is right and holy before God. Are you living for God or are you living against God? Are you living to do what God tells you, or are you trying to break God's law and to go around that? The Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them. Do you have peace in your life, or is it all contention and struggle? Doesn't mean that God's going to take every struggle out of your life, but you can have peace even in the midst of the storm. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You say, oh, I don't trust the things of this world. Neither do I, but I trust God. You know, oh, I don't trust so-and-so. That's okay. Trust God. Oh, I don't know how it's all going to turn out. Neither do I, but you can simply trust God. And you can have peace in your heart. Say, God, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but you do, and I'm just going to trust you.